Hello, it's Madge here. I'm using the Shure microphone because I didn't bring the new one. So please let me know, non-listeners, if you notice any major difference in quality. I also turned off the compressor on this. Usually I had it on, but I don't think it works with as much background noise as we have here, because the compressor jacks up everything. Also, I'm using the Bluetooth headphone, and that means hearing myself is very delayed, which makes me talk very slowly. Anyway, this is a depressing grunt. Turn it off. You can contact me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Please leave your comments on the show blog, yeastradio.com. Instagram, bloatedlesbian. Twitter, bloatedlesbian. Facebook, Yeast Radio Podcast, and Yeast Radio for my personal girdle. And lastly, you can call me. Firm Uterus is the phone number. Firm Uterus. Anyway, Deborah set up a Patreon page for her show. So, which basically means I'm going to eventually have to do it too, because otherwise I won't get no donation. And I understand why Deborah did it, but I just am a little disappointed in the way the whole industry is going, where, like, podcasts just don't get to be free due to market forces. You know. So, that's that, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I won't do it. Maybe I'll just not care or just be lazy. I don't know. But it's really annoying to me to have to pay to listen to a podcast. I don't know. Should be free. Should be donations, but a lot of things should be different from the way they are, I guess. And I know a lot of people who do donate don't like the idea of people who don't donate being able to listen, but that's just the way it is. I mean, that's how public radio works. There's a lot of people that, like, can't afford to donate. Like, the other day, somebody emailed me saying, "Madge, I love your show. I listen to every one of your programs, but I haven't been able to join the Golden Circle or Inner Circle yet because I've been in school and I can't afford it. But soon I'll have a job, so I'll be able to join the Inner Circle." You know, and that's like that's the way it is for a lot of people. So I hate to deny people, because of money. It's just kind of, I don't like it. I don't like any of it, to be honest. Anyway, but we'll see how that goes, And the other thing is, the other reason I stopped, I never did Patreon. People have been telling me to do it, is because I always thought when I do Patreon, I'll put, like, the idea of it is nice. I could put, like, all the videos that I never posted on Patreon. Like, there's videos of the shows we did. I only post audio. So, but then I thought of doing that, and the problem is, then, if all my donations are coming through Patreon, how do I divide it up amongst my co-hosts when we do a show? And the way we've been doing it so far is, like, we just divide it evenly, everything that comes into the Yeast Radio PayPal, and that's it. And, sometimes that works out fairly, sometimes not, but typically Deborah does some extra shows, I do some extra shows, and then we do shows together, and Cheryl's just doesn't really do that much, but since she's a superstar, she gets her portion, an abortion, which is fine. So, I'm a socialist. It's hard for me to be money-oriented, so I've just been avoiding the issue. Because, like, one thing I thought I could do is, like, okay, so I could have, like, a Patreon and then post a bunch of videos and then post some shows that just I do and post the group shows. And then for every group show give the participants a set amount of money, like $50 per gram. But this just feels so corporate, you know? Anyway, for now, I'm just going to keep the things the way they are. As long as we keep getting some donations for Yeast Radio, I'm going to keep it the status quo, because I just don't feel right about charging people to have to download. And, yeah, maybe the videos. I don't know. Anyway, right. So, there's that. What else? Oh, so my healthcare crisis is horrible. So, it's been almost a week since I went to the doctor. Well, 5 days. And I still haven't gotten the oxygen that was prescribed for me on Friday. Because the healthcare system is the worst. You know, I told you I had to deal with this company called Apria. And they just claim to have never gotten a prescription. They're in India. Well, their call center is, and every time I call, I get a different person. They just say, nope, we didn't get it. So I have the doctor send it again. No, they didn't get it. Talk to a supervisor. Supervisor hangs up on me. Then I look online. The Better Business Bureau gave them not accredited, which is very unusual, especially for healthcare. Some consumer affairs agency gives them an 1 star. I didn't see anything other than about 1,000 one-star reviews. Horrible company. Yet somehow they can continue practicing everywhere. And then Angie's List gave them an F. Horrible. I mean, these people are responsible for people's lives. But nobody cares. All we people care is finding out if Trump's going to be impeached because of Russia. You know, I was listening to an interview on... I need to finish with the healthcare thing because I'm not done. But I was listening to a... Thus and So. I think it was... Oh, it was on the Intercept podcast with Jeremy Scahill. And they interviewed a guy. I forget his name. I should know his name, but I forgot because I'm old. And he was saying how, you know, the problem is that, you know... Yeah, Russia could prove to be collusion and whatever... But the problem is Trump has done so much bad stuff with the Republicans, especially when you talk about the tax plan and just fucking people over. And what he did with Dodd-Frank yesterday, and just allowing these companies to pillage, and Scott Pruitt and the EPA. I mean, he's just reversing everything good that Obama did and totally fucking us. And the problem is what this guy said is, you know, it's all... These are all available. It's for public information to know what's going on. But unless the media repeats it over and over again, people aren't going to give a shit. So the president right now has normal approval ratings in like the 40% or so. And my cunt hurts. No, but, well, it does, but that's different. But it itches too. But he's got, you know, semi-normal approval ratings. Why? Because the media is not hammering this like they should. They should be talking about all the shit the president does and all the stuff Congress does and how it affects, you know, the average person. And they just fucking don't. And like Michelle Wolf said, you know, the media loves Trump because Trump gives the media money. Indirectly, of course, through his, you know, star power or whatever, sensationalism, I don't know what you call it. So, and the media is for profit for the most part, and that's how it works. And there's also people that are afraid because of being bullied by him and whatnot, but the fact is, without these facts of what Trump is actually doing to America being repeated over and over again, people aren't going to care. It takes repetition for people to give a shit. And this guy, whose name I forget, anyway, listen to the Intercept podcast. You should all be listening to that if you're not from today. Said that, you know, really, if the facts were being, you know, repeated like they should be, then the president would be probably in the 20s in terms of approval right now. And instead, the president gets sympathy because he looks like he's being gone after unfairly, like with Stormy Daniels, and they point to the fact that when Clinton was being, whatever you call it, attacked for his affair with Monica Lewinsky, his approval actually went up too, because people felt sorry for him. They felt like he was being attacked and bullied, and the same thing's happening with Trump. The fact of the matter is, people don't really give a shit that he had an affair. Everybody has an affair, and they try to cover it up. So, sorry. And, yeah. And then, of course, he's very clever about making himself look innocent, and, you know, and, oh, these poor me, the media's going after me unfairly, and he makes up this story about the FBI spying on him or whatever the fuck it is, and people feel sorry for him. So it works. And since the media doesn't feel obligated to repeat the facts and tell people what's really going on, they buy it. They're doing a shit job, because the media's goal is not to report the news. The media's goal is to make money, and they are. And when the Trump is on there, they make money. When they talk about ha 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 stories and Trump and boobies, they make money. When they talk about boring things like, you know, that you have to think about and understand and you have a brain for, no, not so much. So, that's that. Now, back to my issue with healthcare. So the doctor gave me a few prescriptions, you know, for different medicines. Only one of them is covered by my horrible insurance. You know, like, why do I work for this fucking company in this horrible beige office to get insurance when the insurance doesn't cover the medication I need? So there's, like, one medication that's covered, thank God, which is an injection for headaches. Very important. I don't know if they cover the oxygen yet because I anyway, I found a new provider for the oxygen. I had them send the prescription to them this morning, so I'm going to call them this afternoon in the hope that they actually receive their prescription. And then, of course, we have the issue of, is it correct? And will my insurance company pay for it? And I've already been warned that insurance companies don't like to pay for oxygen for cluster headaches because they like for people to be in humongous pain. So then there's these other drugs, and one of them is a nasal spray. The insurance doesn't cover that. It's like $500 a dose. But the manufacturer has a program, so that I'll get five for free. And it took them 5 days to call me. They called me this morning, and they said they'll send that out today. Should have it tomorrow. Yay. So that's five headaches. And then there's another injection, which is actually the same as the other injection, but it's half the dose, so that you can take it more often. You'd think that'd be cheaper, but it's not. It's about 100 times more money, because it's patented. Apparently, you get a patent for making the exact same medication, but with half the dose. I mean, so you get a patent for that, and this is like $1,000 each, I think. So, the generic is like $10. It's fucking insane. Help. Help. Why won't anyone care? Why doesn't anyone care? And so the same day I went to the doctor last Friday, they called me, the specialty pharmacy called me and said, okay, your insurance doesn't cover this, but we're going to see about filing thus and so and whatever, which I never heard from them, and it's been five more days. And I'm like, well, I have the other medication, and I'm also hoping that it's going to end and that I won't need it. And in fact, knock on wood, I have been much better since I went to the doctor and they gave me a special shot last Friday at the same time. It'd be nice to have options. So as far as those medications go, I haven't really been pushing it because I don't really like them, and I do have enough for now. So, it's horrible. And then, it itches and burns and stinks. So the oxygen, okay, so we have to see if they're going to pay it. And in the unlikely event that they agree to pay it, then I'll have the oxygen like Friday. I don't fucking know. But isn't this horrible, ladies and gentlemen? Or hits and laws. I call law a person who's neither he nor she. I don't know, I'm exhausted from telling you all this, audience. You know? Why don't people care about that? Why don't people care about my insurance as much as they do about Stormy the Fuck Daniels? Who cares? And that goddamn royal wedding. Who gives a good shit? How fucking boring is that goddamn wedding? Oh, audience. Anyway, I'm walking past the docks. What boat is this? It's a tour boat. It's so sad, the other day it was raining and all the tour boats were empty. All of them were out on the river. And I went out because I wanted to go out. And I just finished raining and everything was just silence and really peaceful. And all these boats were all out and they had like three people on them each, you know. Very serene, and I thought, what are all these tourists doing when they can't, when they're not on their fucking boats? So I don't know. I'd like to know. Also, I also can trance. So, I don't know, audience, let me know what you think about all of this, please. I prefer the comments on the show blog, because that's kind of really the only permanent location for such things. But I'd love to hear from you in any way, even if it's just pressing the heart button on my tweet about the goddamn grunt, anything. I've been doing this show for almost 14 years. Can you believe that? And I'm about as popular as I was the first week. Oh, well. What can I say? It is what it is. I guess I'll have fans posthumously. Is that the right way to say it? You know what I mean. I don't want to say it. It's 2:06. I've been gone for... I got 10 more minutes to get back to the orifice. And the beige room. Be beige. And thus, and so, and thus, and so. So much. So much. All right. I guess that's all. Goodbye.